Okay, so I'm back again, and at this time, it is a different perspective or an addition to the story. So, I was mentioning before that I have certain characters that have a poem or have a story, and that it continues, and other characters have one-shots or just one moment or one poem where I explain their story. In this particular point in the story, Oleander is a fixture, just because he is this entity that exists in Celestial. And particularly, I give a slight prelude or an expose of the other characters or an event that happens in Celestial and that affects all of the characters or the entire Celestial itself, which is a grand thing considering the size of how large the sun is and how large Celestial is in comparison. So in the beginning, I described this almost parallel universe that has different elements. And if you can suspend your belief to think of, obviously we have elements in this world, but in others they operate differently. And so in my wild imagination and how I dreamt it, the elements at the beginning of time, just basically, and I wrote this in the poem, but it's only like a few lines, and it basically describes how the elements all congregated and just vibed with one another, or rather had a meeting at the beginning of inception from their consciousness. And one of the elements was a bit volatile and was not adhering to the rules of the other elements, and so it just basically shot off like a comet in the opposite direction. And forever from that, not even a conversation, but argument, those elements interacted the same way from this. So it was kind of like if fire ran into water, it would always steam. And if it makes sense, it's kind of like it always would be that way, energetically or even magnetically. So literally, I wrote it as a piece of fire, or this molten lava that flows through space perpetually, never ending and never stopping, always on fire, and it never burns out. Even stars burn out, but not this fire. And so the fire itself is an entity, and so it literally a piece or a chunk of it falls off on Celestial and perpetually as an asteroid or a comet prepares to crash into the ground. While all this is going on, you have the character Oleander, who is there, and he is basically raising a city and subsequently looking for fights, but then too testing his strength, like I described before. And then once again, no way is this indicative of any of the characters that I identify with, but it was just a fun way to describe this character from video games / someone having these extreme Superman-like abilities to actually battle and not be hurt. And so then too, I wanted to find him an opponent and find this point of satisfaction that he would have from these battles, from these Doomsday, if you're ever familiar with comic books. He's actually a character who fights Superman, and they don't look like that particular character, but could be similar and reminiscent of just molten lava beings. And so Oleander's like excited, confused, amused, and then pretty much he finds happiness in this fight that he has. He jumps and leaps and bounds and jumps in the air almost into the stratosphere, past it, and jumps on the asteroid. And then when he does so, the asteroid becomes alive, and the beings and the rocks turn into molten volcanic rock and and turn into these beings and almost humanoid-like. And so they just randomly start attacking Oleander to his surprise and dismay. And it turns into Glee, but then it turns into this, like, super fantastic, I don't even know how to even describe it, how I see it in my head, where it's an action sequence where he begins to fight, jumps from one, backflips and kicks this and does all these different things. And I think it's a dope thing to describe it in a poem, because it's insanely confusing to someone who, if I hadn't previously explained it, they probably wouldn't have known what initially my purpose in writing this was. And I think that's a gift and a joy of my poetry, and that it has this spoken word element, but it's not spoken word because it's a story, but something via word of mouth that has a different power or secrets to. So yeah, subsequently Oleander has this fight, but then too it changes Celestial forever, and just basically you could describe this scene to someone, but the level of magnitude in what truly happens, even I'm alluding to it, so you would have to use your imagination as to what transpires. Enjoy. And so this is an ode to falling stars, a cosmic event. An event, ode to falling stars. Born from the fires of inspiration, these beings were born. Fire breathed from lore, their only motivation was to move. Move. Learn to transpire, coexist at the beginning of creation. The other elements pled. After violent deliberation, the elements said, never. To war they did, banging down Big Bang's door. Many caught solar wind of it to soar. Endings are beginnings in disguise, destruction's whore. Exquisite taste to what creation was made for. Fire and light. The essence of vibration manifests so fast it turns bright. What frightening power they held in their hands. Similar to angels, their appearance was gruesome and then again varied immensely. From the forever realms of shapes, spectrums unknown. The opportunity to conquer something considered a weakling was far too tempting. Wings of flame, black flames, the smoke colorful beyond death's yoke. They traveled in packs throughout the limits of space. The angels ignored their collusion. Many of the traveling gods considered them broken. Obsessed with destruction, no ally would suffice. Demons shuddered at their destructive force. Each one of them had enough power to overthrow a star system, participants of Ragnarok's voice. Recompense bliss first made. Bumping through traveling, fading through gaseous planets blue, raining upon celestial smiles in the midst of flames peaked. The meteorites descended upon Celestial, a most magnificent sight to behold, fanning to the flames of old. Large chunks the size of blankets fell from the sky, filling all who witnessed with one-way ticket. Wishing to die, the other elements watched, enviously patient. Secret planning, a grueling plan, fire over too consuming, all in path. No one was spared, not even the fauna. The fire remained proud. Change was apparent. The leaves gave way to reason. Nothing would be the same a fifth season. Oleander found himself on the edges of a brave city, self-proclaimed. The sky falling was treason. Rocks sailed from the air, riding currents. He could see the trajectory effortlessly. Unamused, the meteorite sought to claim all who would remain his. Oleander would have none of this, making sure no one was alive to see him unleash hidden power. He was excited and annoyed all at once, a great combination, breathing heavily. He looked about the countryside, devotion, mindful concentration, jumping through air by way of flight, only under burst through ore-spreading polymers to quasar seeds light. A smile appeared upon face. The thought excited him that his memoir may be in danger. A slap nearly grazed his head. The warm wave blesses his follicles. Mind the ground of Celestial, for it was dying. Fires rain from the sky. The atmosphere heavy, he may not survive this encounter. Honestly, that was his only purpose for living. The village that he visited bore no population, toys broken. Honestly, this was just exercise, boyish sport. He knew no flying fire rocks could fail him. Then why did this feeling of bloodlust feel familiar? Biting lower lip, he jumps from one surface still, well in free fall, to another, smashing a large indignation with the ball of his foot. And Truid's been alive. Below, they would be mistaken that Oleander was heaven sent, a silver-haired being saving them. He made sure that they were all gone, well before the shower, sauntering the confusion. Meteorites crashed, splashing from one another. Chaos. Yet brief backflips crowned him more space to smash his fist into one once and all. A full smile was seen this time. Not only was his death dance awarding him the brief recollection of a real battle, ironic it was an inanimate object that cured boredom. Surf from one end of a trapezoid, hop, punch, separate, dodge, lurch. On the horizon, he saw refugees fleeing. Anecdote for future prey, right now he was playing. Perhaps they would be strong enough to stay alive, if they were lucky. Head dodge to the left, rocky spurring by clefts. Oblong fissures sprang from impact, putting his life on the line. If only there were someone to Seagram the start. Screams were heard miles below the showers, Oleander's determination momentarily squandered, walking to the edge of the floating meteorite, emaciating the wayward countryside. Fire reigned supreme, swallowing, invading the bluish-green leaves that populated a pier, jumping a manifestation. Oleander's sense went immediately hayward. He possessed a unique ability to understand power. It was the reason he was there in the first place. Now there was a rock consciousness. It was about to get interesting. The fire swirl, sending a representative from other worlds, Oleander jumped from miles on high. At birth and death, of course he would not just pass by. Magic seemed to shift. The fallen debris into torso, lower extremities, armor large enough. The fool, as he Oleander says. None of those things were needed upon land, perhaps then again. Oleander jumped down atop an everlasting tree, whose entire forest future was in peril, bleak. The outcome for them was terrible. Caught in the spectrum of breath, brushed off his armor, the erudite angel of death. Stroking his hair for lonely chunks, rocks began to move before him, running towards his new opponent. A frown was seen now. The rising meteorite sprang to action, rolling ablaze, transpired leaving like mazes. A form learned gravity. A face molten, caught between space and unreality, laced core, heat undoubtedly saying corpse. Avidly changed course. You aim to battle me, Oleander softly spoke. Nothing was ever the same.